In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we approach the end of the liturgical year, the readings reflect the theme of the end times, and above all, our Lord is stressing us in all things that we are not to have anxiety or worry, but to trust, knowing that Christ has conquered all things, and that no matter what happens, that we remain true to Him and faithful to Him, and that we are called to share ultimately in His victory, that Christ has conquered, and that we have nothing to fear. And He stresses that, do not be terrified, that we are not to fear anything that happens in this world, knowing that as we belong to Christ, and that we have nothing to fear. Today we honor in the liturgy St. Catherine of Alexandria. St. Catherine was born of royal lineage in Alexandria. She was from a pagan family, but at the age of 18, she converted and became a Christian. And she was a very, very devout in spreading the gospel. She was renowned for her intelligence. And the emperor wanted to marry her, but she refused his request of marriage, wanting to remain to belong only to Jesus Christ. He tried to convert her back to paganism by sending 50 philosophers, and it said that she converted the 50 philosophers, and she also converted the head of the military. And for this, the emperor wanted her to be put to death and to suffer terrible agony. And so she was to die by what was known as the wheel of the spiked wheel, a wheel of torture that would pierce the victim's body and crush their bones. But when Catherine touched this wheel, the wheel itself crumbled miraculously, and enraged, the emperor ordered her to be beheaded. But Catherine is a wonderful example of courage and of faith, and standing fearlessly against any type of threats to remain faithful to Jesus Christ. Catherine of Alexandria is also one of the saints who spoke to Saint Joan of Arc and guided Saint Joan of Arc in her leading to the banishment of the English from France, from Catholic France. And Joan of Arc said that Catherine gave her many counsels, and one of them was the banner that she used, that it was to have the holy name of Jesus on it. And so we ask St. Catherine of Alexandria today to pray for us, that we may be courageous in being witnesses of our faith and spreading our faith, and that we may do so without any fear, that we may imitate her courage in being witnesses to Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.